Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Carissa, Morgan, and Justin here with you today. We've got a special holiday-themed episode for you. There is no time to waste. Let's kick things off with the stars who have been naughty and the ones who have been nice. Ooh. Since it's Daily Pop, we got to start with the naughty, right?
Agreed.
That makes sense. Every year, there are a handful of scandals, but this year was especially packed. Okay, three names for you. Khloé, Tristan, Jordan. From the cheating allegations to the Red Table Talk interview, this scandal blew up. Justin is taping his mouth shut. I feel like he's going to regret that decision. That tape looks very strong. And when you take that off, I feel like some hair is going to come with it.
Should we pat it down a little bit more? Yeah, he's
Done talking about it. And I get it, man. I am definitely done talking about this by the end of the year, and I think they will be too. This took over the headlines for a good half of the year this year.
Which obviously is to be expected. I mean, let's talk about, like, the level of scandal it was. I mean, it was Khloé's boyfriend, baby daddy, and her little sister's best friend slash sister in the entire world is then caught or you know, making out with her man.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big effing deal.
Huge effing deal. And after he'd already cheated on her while she was pregnant, right before the baby
right.
came. I mean, it was just, the whole thing.
Just as we, she looks good there. Just as we forgave Tristan and felt like there was kind of like a new corner being turned, he turned around and did something like this. And obviously it wasn't just his fault. Clearly they were both drinking. Things got a little bit out of hand. They probably felt the vibes and just forgot about where they were. Yeah. They're not the first people to do something like this. They're not going to be the last people to do something like this. But like, it was a mess.
It was a mess.
But we're going to leave it here. We're not going to bring it into 2020. We're leaving all of the scandal and dramas because we need new drama, new room for all the new drama and scandals for
I
that.
I agree. Now, Justin, are you? I'm worried about you. Going to take that off? We're done. We're done.
Now we're done with Tristan.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh,
yay.
Good.
We're good.
I thought that hair was going to be coming off and you were going to be crying.
He put a light it was a light tap on
light
it.
Tap.
It wasn't a rip.
R. Kelly.
Oh.
But was a hot topic in the headlines this year. He's, of course, facing multiple charges for sexual misconduct at the
Yikes.
Moment. Remember the surviving R. Kelly documentary, the Gayle King interview. A lot happened with him this year. A lot of people hoping that this was the year he was going to get what he deserved.
I feel like this goes beyond this year.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to get out of prison? Ever?
No. I think that this is probably how he's going to spend the rest of his life. I mean, obviously we don't know for sure, but like, that documentary isn't something like you said, oh, well, you guys remember. That's something that nobody's ever going to forget. Like, the fact that that actually went on in this decade and past decades is just out of control. It's unimaginable what he put these women through. And, you know, we've been hearing about rumors for this about him for so many years that, like, this is his time now. He needs to pay for what he's done to these people.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right. What about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman?
Oh, trash. Not talking about
that. Okay. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are definitely on the naughty list this year. They, of course, were two of the big names involved in the college admission scandal. What do y'all think is going to happen to Lori? We're going to find out soon.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I ran into Lori a few weeks ago, and I will tell you, she was as nice as ever, and she looked as good as ever. I mean, she really looked beautiful. She was so warm and sweet. I just feel like she looks like a woman that has nothing going on. So she's really holding it together. I know we keep hearing reports about how she's really breaking down. And of course, I'm sure the anxiety is unimaginable. That them at home is probably, like, every day just wondering what's going to happen. But she looks like she's got it together. So maybe she knows something we don't know.
I mean, I know that she is savoring every moment of this Christmas, right?
Right.
Like this holiday season, because who knows what's going to happen next year. I do think she will have to go to jail for a short period of time. I don't think she's going to go for the maximum sentences that people
What do you
are
think
saying.
She's going to get sentenced?
Like a couple months. Mm.
Yeah, months. You think she's going to serve the whole time?
No, because they always do that whole, like, release on a weekend thing, and that takes off a few days. So probably close to it, but a few days shaved off. Mm. What do you think?
I think if you're going to fight these charges and you're going to stand together, you must know something that we don't know. And I feel like Lori and Moss have a very nice life, and they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have the advantage of affording some of the best lawyers that money can buy. And if you're sitting with a team of lawyers, multiple lawyers, and they're telling you, we have a case and we can win it, you best believe they must have something that we don't know about.
Which I don't think, I do think she's going to serve jail time. I want to be clear about that. I just don't think she's going to serve as much jail time as we are anticipating. But they do keep slapping her with new charges. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the court is obviously pissed because they're not playing by their rules. And I don't care how many lawyers you have and how much money you spend on them. If the court and the justice system is not happy with you, like, you are going to serve your time.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't think...
I think there's a lot of evidence out there against
them.
There
is evidence.
It's going to be pretty difficult for them to completely get out of this.
We said the same thing about Jussie Smollett.
That's also... I was going to bring that up as an example.
We all said the same thing about Jussie Smollett.
And he literally walked out of there and was like, I want to put this incident behind us. We were like, we do too. What happened?
Walked out in a cashmere coat.
All right. Well, the most recent scandal we've been covering is the Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. That one is quite messy. Do you think he's going to face charges, Prince Andrew?
I don't think
so.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of legal things that go on and a lot of things that come up. But at the end of the day, I think what it really is going to come down to is Virginia was 17 years old when it all happened, and the legal age of consent in England is 17. And I think he's going to play the role of, A, I didn't meet her, and B, I didn't know what the situation was. I thought she was just a masseuse. I think if things start to trickle out, I think that's going to be his
defense.
His defense.
I mean, maybe, but it's a little late, right? He just did the BBC interview saying it absolutely positively never happened and, you know, completely stood by that. I don't see him changing his story much from that. I think it's going to, but it's also going to be a little difficult to prove because it happened so long ago.
Yeah, and I think he's going to help the FBI in their investigations however he can. But, like, let's be real. He is the son of the Queen of England. He is not going to jail. Sorry.
Amen.
He's not going to jail.
All right. Well, let's move on to the nice, shall we? Because we can't just talk about the naughty. We got to talk about the nice. Justin, who would you say had a very nice year this year?
I mean, Jennifer Lopez had the nicest year
she did.
Of them all. She got engaged. She had one of the biggest openings of her career. She got Super Bowl. She got the Golden Globe nomination. She got the SAG Award nomination. She's a shoe-in for the Oscar. And her skin still looks good.
I don't understand. I don't understand how this woman does it. It is literally ridiculous. And I feel like J-Lo is the epitome. She has had so many comebacks. The woman just keeps coming back. When, like, I feel like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we were kind of like, J-Lo's J-Lo. She's doing her shows, but she's not going to ever come back and be the J-Lo she was when she had the movie with Matthew McConaughey.
The Wedding Planner.
That movie?
Yep. The M&M's.
And then M&M's.
Remember he likes brown ones?
Yeah, I love it. Yes. Oh, touching. Sweet.
I like that movie. We played on E! A lot.
Okay.
And also, Nicki Minaj got married, came out with that Fendi Prince collection that ended up being one of the biggest, most successful collaborations ever, who's working on a second collaboration with Fendi. I found out This woman has come out. We all thought she was not we. Y'all all thought she was done after the Cardi B thing.
I did not think she was done.
But she came back swinging.
Yeah, I think that's a very good choice. I would also add to that list Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Wow, you're putting them in the same place.
I'm putting them in because you know what? The roller coaster of what's going to happen with Selena and Justin has finally ended. I think at the end of this year, by now, like, they will no longer be a conversation because, one, he got married. Hailey Bieber, hello. Two, she moved on. She wrote her song. She's gone through her therapy. She's gone through her, closure with the relationship with her new music that is hot, that is so good. I feel like Selena hasn't sounded this good ever. Like, I think this is the best music she's ever put out this year. She seems happy. She seems healthy. He seems happy. He seems to be in a good place.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? You both just won this year. I think it's a good year for
until
them.
Until the next year starts and, you know, Hailey Bieber's like, I'm pregnant or I bought a new house. Everything's going to come back to, how does Selena feel about this? I wonder what she's saying about this. This woman is never going to be done with this man. It's kind of sort of the Jennifer Aniston Brad Pitt thing.
That's for us. But also, she's so young, and they were never married. So I do feel like the comparisons will stop as soon as she moves on for real. But do you think that if they both found themselves single, if he's single again one day, do you think they would ever reconnect?
Oh, my God. Morgan,
I just
don't go there. I just said we're done with this. I just said that.
I just jumped onto the naughty list again.
Yes. Do not go there. Okay, let's read your thoughts on who had the biggest scandals of the year. So we have Camille. She says, Chloe and Tristan, it's like something Shakespeare wrote to be betrayed by someone in your inner circle.
Whoa, that's putting a dramatic spin on it. Okay.
Patsy says, Tristan betraying Chloe was not a shock, but the fact it was Jordan he was making moves on, that was the shock that shook us all. Meredith says, Jesse Smollett, he had everyone up in arms, and it was all a lie, definitely.
The scandal of the decade.
That was a really big scandal, but we don't know if it was a lie. That hasn't been proven.
Okay.
That's opinion-based.
And Karina says, Miley and Liam, all the way. On the naughty list?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did break up right after they got married.
She did put that song out.
And then she did have the song, and then she was dating Caitlyn, and then he was nowhere.
Yeah, that was just like, that wasn't a scandal to me. That was just sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
I don't know, saying that your ex-husband like whiskey and pills and a song in front of America is kind of a scandal.
That is a scandalous, yeah.
I don't know.
It's better to take the high road.
Coming up, the Naughty and Nice train rolls on with Couples Edition. Who broke our hearts and who made us believe in love again? We're breaking it down when we return. We'll be back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some couples thrived in 2019 and others unfortunately went their separate ways. So it's time to discuss which lovebirds were naughty and which were nice. Let's start with the naughty, those that broke our heart. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, they're obviously pros at co-parenting Stormy, but unfortunately their romance fizzled out. This one was a shocker to me. I felt like they had a lot on their plate and they got together, they quickly became pregnant, and it's a lot, you know, with a newborn. And so I understood why they broke up. I honestly thought they would have been back together by now.
But I also, when you mention them, I don't feel maybe because they're breaking up in private so much, you really don't know the actual details about what's going on. You just hear little tidbits. Oh, he was spotted here or she was there. I don't feel like they're not a couple right now. Am I alone in that?
It's because they're both very respectful to one another.
They don't play that Hollywood
game.
He's
not running around with random chicks and like having people show up at hotel rooms. Like, he's not going to play that game because he wants to get back with her, and he eventually sees himself being married to this woman and being with her full time. So he's not going to play that game.
And I think vice versa. I feel like she kind of comes from a position of like, I'm Kylie Jenner. Like, I love you. Obviously, it was a very fast relationship. There was a lot of lust involved, which is obviously why she fell pregnant as quick as she did. I think they obviously are still really young and are kind of dealing with like going through a relationship at that point in their lives. Obviously, they don't have the same problems as like we did in that time of our lives. I just don't think, I think this is, they're probably, he could have slept over last night.
Yeah,
I don't agree think with that they're like not talking, not seeing each other. I think they're just probably have taken it down a level in terms of being more casual. But like, there's no way she can go and like date Drake and he can go do whatever, and they're both cool with that.
Will we hear of a official reuniting next year? Like, they're going to be back together 100%.
I think we're going to get it. We're going to get like a statement like, oh, they've been hanging out for months.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things like, oh, they've been back together since August.
They don't do the whole like, we're back on.
Or they're married.
She doesn't do that.
Hey, surprise, we eloped. I could see that happening.
I don't think they're going to get married. I don't think they want to get married. I don't think they care. Because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, marriage is come second to having a baby. That's when you're really bonded with somebody. Marriages come and go. Let me tell you.
And you're also talking about about a billion-dollar girl. Any person who would call to a lawyer to say, yo, I need to put this prenup together.
Oh, forget it.
It would leak in 2 seconds. Mm.
That is map quest.
Who else would you add to the sad, made you sad list?
I think Kenya Moore and Mark Daly was kind of sad to me. I feel like I watched this woman on TV go through the ups and downs of being in a relationship, spoken about wanting to be a mother and her desire to bring a child into this world and seeing the whole IVF thing play out. And when she finally got her Prince Charming, it was like, oh, my God, now it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was awesome. So fast to us. Yeah.
They were right on Tamron Hall the day before they announced that they were breaking up.
And also, when she was on our show a few weeks ago or whenever that was, she still seemed like there was a little bit of hope there. Like, she hadn't been fully given up on the relationship. She wasn't giving up on the relationship yet.
She was
Remember, she was still wearing her ring. She said, unless we file for divorce officially, like, this is still my husband, and I don't know if we're there yet.
And at the end of the day, if somebody gave me 8 carats, I'm going to wear it.
By the way, you wear that ring till the last second.
Both of these couples, the reason why it really breaks our heart is because we can still see that there is a lot of love for each other there, whether they're going to stay together or not, but it didn't get hostile. Like, so it breaks your heart even more because you're like, oh, but there's still hope.
Yeah, and also, like, they have a newborn. I mean, for me, it was Bradley and Irina, and I feel like everybody kind of maybe suspected. They had, you know, Bradley was obviously doing the movie with Lady Gaga. I know everyone. I said this on the show multiple times. I do not believe that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga To steal your word, bumped uglies.
I don't believe it.
I don't think they've ever hooked up. I don't think they've ever had sex. I truly believe it was just hype for the movie. I just was still disappointed, even though it might have been so obvious to everyone else that Bradley and Irina split up. Because she's stunning, he's stunning, I like them together. She was a bad bitch to stand by her man having to do all of that press with that woman while he looked like he was in love with her. It's hard.
I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this.
Do it.
I'm not gonna at this point.
Okay.
Everybody,
all right.
2019, y'all can kiss my ass.
Whoa!
I think what happens in Hollywood, look at the George Clooney's of the world, look at Leonardo DiCaprio, who's starting to do it. I think a lot of times you get to an age in your life and you realize, and people realize, that once you take that next step to get married, you become more marketable. So, like, to have a director who's not married and doesn't have a kid is not really, it's not like part of everybody's story. I feel like for Bradley Cooper, he was that dude who, he was like, I'm getting to a certain age, I haven't had a kid, all my friends are doing it, all the guys in the guild are doing it. And he went ahead, and it's almost like, it's like when my mom used to say, it's not always about love, it's about timing. Mm. They met each other at the perfect time, they both wanted that next step in their lives. Did they truly find the person that they were supposed to be with for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, I agree with you.
No, she probably was like, I'm getting up to the certain age, Cristiano Ronaldo found a younger version of me to have 4 kids with.
Ooh.
It's time for me to, like, get in there. That's what I think happened. And I think a lot of times, it's just about timing couples in Hollywood.
I agree with you. I do think that. I think they both wanted certain things. And I think couples, when there's just so much passion and lust, I mean, they really were like, look at you, look at me. We should just be doing all the things.
Yeah.
And then she got pregnant and they had a relationship. I agree with you. They might have not been necessarily the people that are meant for each other forever. I just think in Hollywood, it's also really hard to do that because there's so many choices. There's people setting you up every second.
Are people setting you up?
Talked about.
I mean,
are people setting you up? Because I hadn't heard that.
People are setting me up, but nobody's famous. There's only room for one star, let me tell you.
Okay, really quick. So I want to do some nice couples. We don't have time to talk about them, but just who are you happy to see get married or get together this year?
Go.
Brittany and Jax.
Very well orchestrated. I liked Heidi and Tom. They seem so obsessed with each other, and it's really cute. Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, it's hard to keep the waistline in check during the holidays, but don't worry. Integrative nutritionist Karina Heinrich is here to show us some healthy holiday swaps. That's next. All All right, good news for you guys. If you're trying to avoid the dreaded holiday weight gain, you can still participate in all the festivities. You just need to make some simple, healthy swaps. So here to show us how is integrative nutritionist Karina Heinrich.
Yes.
All right, okay. So what is first?
Let's start off with drinks, which is always a great place to start.
Yes.
So eggnog is the classic drink that we're all used to drinking, but you're basically gifting your body 350 calories in that cup.
Are
almost
you serious?
A full day's worth of saturated fat, 150 milligrams of cholesterol. So instead, I want you guys to try the Karina Method Dark Hot Cocoa.
Yeah, I'll take this all day, every day.
Which is basically antioxidants in a cup because it has cacao in it, which is 80%. So I want you to get rid of the eggnog, skip that, and pick the hot chocolate.
And what's in this?
It basically has almond milk, a little bit of maple syrup, and then your cacao.
Oh, my God.
Super easy.
Dark chocolate, and it's so good.
You love it, right?
It's so amazing.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, so
this is where I go wrong.
Holiday morning, right?
Morning breakfast.
In your PJs, the best.
In my PJs. The first thing I want is flapjacks.
You want to skip that, though, because these are empty calories, and you want to try the Karina Method. You're not going to know the difference, except this is filled. This is 100% whole wheat.
I'm going to tell you.
It's dairy-free and banana. So I want you to dump all of these ingredients in. And if you want to make them gluten-free, you can use almond butter.
Nope.
So I want you to try it when he's making it.
Yeah.
So here is your pancake. You have applesauce, you have, this is your almond milk, we have cinnamon.
And what are you using the applesauce for, sweetener?
You get a lot
for
of
sweetener.
Favor.
So we're getting rid of all that cane sugar. You know I love cinnamon, we have vanilla. We have this almond powder baking
soda. I'm so confused, these taste
you
just
whisk
like
it up.
Really sweet, good pancakes.
And you can even take these on the go. Like
Do
being
these
pregnant,
have
these are
no
a great
syrup
snack.
Or anything?
You can add maple syrup or you can add berries. You can make them on your go.
No, I like them like this.
So once you have it all whisked up, I want you to use 1/4 cup. And you can spray your pan with coconut oil because it responds well to high heat.
And is this the consistency that you think?
This has fiber. You know I love fiber. And it has protein. And then you're getting rid of all that.
Fiber, guys.
Yes, and not all that calories. Just one of those with the Ready Whip and all of the syrup is 500 calories. You can have a bunch of these. So once you get these going, I want you to try a little bit of it.
This is when you add. And do I need to put syrup on it?
This is when you add either your chocolate chips or your carobs to make them dairy free.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you've gotten through
That's
the
delicious.
Morning really healthy, okay? This leaves room for the rest of the day.
I don't even want this anymore.
You don't even need that,
Mm-mm.
right? So these are making little tweaks to make a big impact. So you move on to your holiday party. We have appetizers, right?
I'm guessing you're going to say these are bad, but I love those.
They're the big no-no. So this is like saturated fat on a plate.
Yeah.
The, you know, starchy puff pastry. I want to convince you guys to make homemade shish kebabs. You can use all winter vegetables. You can make them vegetarian. Put a really easily digestible protein on them. And I promise, these appetizers are meant to curb your appetite before the main meal. But most appetizers have enough calories to be a main meal.
Right. Yeah.
So look at appetizers as that just a little bit to curb your appetite.
Okay,
so we've gone through the appetizers and now the main meal. Yes,
right.
So a lot of families traditionally start with the pasta, but it's usually a white pasta with a like heavy cream. And I love carbs. I'm not saying no carbs.
I like
I'm
a
saying
carb.
Smart carbs, though.
Smart
right?
Carbs. Okay.
So this is my Karina Method brown rice pasta.
All right.
So you're gonna have the brown rice, and you're gonna pour in any vegetables roasted that you like. I chose this asparagus, mushrooms, tomatoes. Again, your protein, and then garlic infused olive oil.
Garlic.
And I want you to give this a try.
Did you infuse that yourself,
you
or did you buy that infused?
You can't find it bought, but you can just grab some crushed up garlic and put in your olive oil.
Oh.
And you've made this really great starter for the whole family. This could be the main meal. It's amazing.
And by the way, it's one of those things that can be served cold. So you can
serve
keep it
cold the next morning.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is your whole grains,
okay?
And this is great for the whole family. My kids love it.
And mom, dad, or grandpa's not going to whine and be like, "What? Why is that so healthy? It doesn't look healthy."
And you've just left room for everything else.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is eat smart, so we can enjoy everything instead of sacrificing. So I'm not taking everything away. I'm just saying make little tweaks so you can enjoy the whole holiday meal.
Okay, I'm really excited about this part. Then, I'm going to decorate cookies.
Yes, no holiday table is complete without the perfect dessert. So my three kids love decorating sugar cookies, but you're gonna either find store-bought that's overly processed or these recipes that have enough butter and sugar to ruin the whole day.
Yeah.
So these are the Karina Method sugar cookies. They take 25 minutes to make homemade frosting. I want you guys to try these.
Wow.
So you've gotten rid of all the cane sugar with the hot chocolate, and you have this amazing that I hope will become part of your tradition. You've replaced applesauce. You're using vanilla, almond extract.
You're
getting rid of all that cane sugar.
These are so good.
Right?
Really, really good.
Thank you so much. If you guys want recipes like this, check out Karina's Instagram at the Karina Method. You can also download her recipes guide. All right, we'll be right back with more Daily Buzz.
How many calories are in these cookies?
They're calorie free.
What?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I've got plenty of soul.
You mind yourself, dearie. Someday you'll need me, and you'll wish you had behaved better.
What do you know?
I don't know. I just know.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir.
Did I die and turn into some kind of a small, muscular Boy Scout?
Welcome to Jumanji!
You may have heard there was a dust-up involving yours truly and presidential contender Donald Trump. Wait, am I gonna be the story?
Oh my gosh, her voice sounds just like her. Here to help us unwrap what's headed to theaters for the holidays is Fandango correspondent Nikki Novak.
Yes.
Good to see you guys. We thought we'd have a little fun. So instead of throwing a bunch of titles at you, we have pulled up some categories and we're gonna pull them out of this present, okay? And then you have to tell us what's what, okay?
Oh my gosh, I love this.
The first one, believe the hype. Which movies should we believe the hype about? They're that good.
If we're talking about believing the hype, I'm going to say two words, Little Women.
Oh.
Little Women.
Because this is the movie that I think we saw the photos earlier this year. We think a period piece and it's going to be lovely.
Yeah.
But this plays like an action movie. It is so fast-paced. It jumps forward and back in time. And you have this cast, Meryl Streep, Laura Dern, Florence Pugh, who's having an amazing year, Saoirse Ronan. It's such an incredible cast. Timothy Chalamet, there's romance in it. For the people who liked A Star Is Born last year, that was me, you will love this movie because it's got all the feels, all the romance. But it really, it doesn't feel like an old movie. It feels very modern.
You could have stopped at Meryl.
Okay.
Okay, you could have really.
No, I don't know that.
Leave the
really
hype on that one. Okay, got it.
Meryl.
Okay, second one. Wait, what? Things that we should not miss.
Okay. Number one, I'm going to say Cats. And I'm going to say Cats because everybody's been talking about this movie. When the trailer came out, people were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What is going on? I think it's going to be one of those movies. What I know during the holidays, when I go home and see my family, we all have to agree on what we're going to go see. That's one of those movies.
I think you're right.
Everybody's going to want to go see it. Mm-hmm. Feel good. It's going to be theatrical, beautiful. You have Taylor Swift in it, Jennifer Hudson, amazing music. Another one, Jumanji, The Next Level. Yes, the sequel to Jumanji. It's... First of all, they're beefing up the cast. The original, speaking of beefy, there's The Rock. But you have the original cast back. Then they've added Awkwafina and what we call the two Dannys, Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. Aww. It's just a great one. And then last but not least, Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler is getting a lot of award season buzz. He actually has a chance for being nominated for Best Actor. And this movie I call a roller coaster. You're just on the edge of your seat. It's about a guy. He's like a jewelry designer, and he's done a lot of very bad things. And the whole movie, he's just trying to sort of undo what he's been doing.
Is this him being serious?
Yeah. This is him being serious.
I love it whenever they, like, when he does serious. What was that? I can't think of the other one now, that where he's the depressed comedian.
Oh, he goes back to Leslie Mann.
But here's what I love about him is in his campaigning, he's been saying, I don't want to just get nominated. I'm in it to win it. And if I don't win the Oscar for Best Actor, I'm going to go back to making really bad comedies.
Oh, wow. Well, go back to making those movies. I love
him. I love his comedy, so.
I know, I do too.
Okay, number three, watch for it. Like, these are the ones that are probably going to get award nominations.
Okay, well, the number one movie I picked for that is 1917. It's a war movie, and I think when people hear war movie, it's directed by Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty way back in the day. People hear that, and they think, I don't know. But here's the kind of cool thing about this movie. It's shot in one, it looks like one continuous take. Oh, wow. So it's almost like you're there with them. It's very visceral. You're in the theater and you're just, your heart is pounding.
That's not what I want to do for Christmas. I don't want to go to war for Christmas.
No, look, I totally understand that. Then maybe you should go see Little Women, because I think Florence Pugh is a shoe-in for an Oscar nomination.
Done.
She is kind of the it girl. So there you go on that.
Little Women or 1917.
Okay. Yes.
Let me make this
And
one
I'm throwing
good
in
one.
An Adam Sandler.
That one too.
Yeah.
Triple Threat. Who has the best ensemble cast?
Triple Threat are the three women of Bombshell.
Yes.
For sure. You've got Charlize Theron, number one, playing Megyn Kelly. You've got Margot Robbie playing kind of like, she's like a fictional character. And then you have Nicole Kidman. That shot in the elevator, by the way, when that came out, I think it was just like everybody wanted to see it, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing those three women together, it's an incredible, incredible movie.
You obviously aren't here at 6:30 in the morning. We're in the elevator together. It's that tense. Nobody wants to get up.
That's a
nobody
day looks for us.
Nobody wants to get up.
Last one, Holiday Green. Who's going to be making all that money?
I'm sure you guys can guess, but this is going to be Star Wars. The Rise of Skywalker is going to make all the money. And if they throw, I don't know if you've heard about The Mandalorian that's been streaming, if they throw in a Baby Yoda in this movie, which is possible, it's going to win. It's going to make all the green for sure.
I think Jumanji might overtake it because people will bring their kids to see Jumanji before they have to sit and explain Star Wars. So I think Jumanji is going to be a big shoe-in.
And I think you're right. And I think that's what happened with the first one. Is it like people thought it would do well. They didn't think it would do this well. And I think that could absolutely happen. And I think Star Wars people are like, you know, it's like the third one in the trilogy. And Jumanji, just like, that's the holiday movie.
That's
but
a holiday
I feel like
movie.
Also, but if you're a Star Wars fan, it's like you have to see it. It's like this, like you've invested all this time and all the other ones. You got to go see this
one. You got to go
too.
See it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Great
Appreciate
to see you guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for the presents.
Still ahead, you guys. We're playing The Price is Right with some of the luxurious gifts from the Neiman Marcus catalog. Play along with us next.
The holidays are all about gifts. Please don't tell that to Jesus. So in honor of that, it's time for a fun game we'd like to call Daily Pop is Right. Woo! Okay, Carissa and Morgan will guess the prices of a few extravagant items from the Neiman Marcus holiday gift catalog.
Ooh.
Something Morgan's very familiar with.
Yay!
And whoever gets the closest to the actual price will win. But remember, you can't go over or else you lose.
Over. Oh, we're not comrades right now, okay? We're competing.
Okay, first up. We have a one-night stay in Sweden's Ice Hotel. It's the world's first and largest hotel built out of snow and ice.
Sounds miserable.
Yeah,
how much would you have to pay to freeze your asses off?
Probably something stupid, even though I wouldn't want to stay there.
One night only. Remember, ladies, one night in ice.
$1,000.
$8,000. Okay, ladies, the price is $812. You both are wrong.
Oh. But she was closer, and I'm pissed about it.
Right.
Ridiculous.
All right, let's go on to our next one.
Still too expensive.
Do you want to ride in style? Well, Badgley Michka Home Senso Luxury Bike with Swarovski crystals will do just the trick. Can you guess the price?
We did this once.
You rode that bike?
No, I feel like we talked about this bike and now I don't remember.
Let's see what you got going there. $15,000, $1,400. Okay, that's a big difference.
Am I right?
Let's see what the actual
the
retail
are real.
Is. $20,000.
Oh!
Carissa.
This game is rigged.
Money
this
management
is
right here.
Somebody shops Neiman Marcus more. Not really.
All right, everybody. So you know what? The new year is approaching. So why not grab a bottle of champagne from Moët & Chandon vending machine? Who wants one when you can have one an hour?
Wait, so you get the whole machine?
The whole vending machine stacked with Moët & Chandon.
Oh,
how
crap.
Much are you paying for that?
What's the maximum amount?
This is hard.
I'm just going to go like...
Just so we know.
Will you stop cheating?
I hate you.
It's like the price of like...
Will you just stop?
$75,000 right here.
I put the zero on the wrong place.
Who would buy that? Who would actually buy this damn thing?
Mine's 20.
I have two on order. $20,000.
$35,000. Oh, no. Oh, yay.
Yes.
Yay.
You got it because Carissa went over.
I went, yes.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be ridiculous. That 75 was a little absurd.
Who needs that?
That's so chic. Actually, I love that.
Okay, you guys, we are tied. This is the last one. And since you guys are both dog moms,
yeah,
don't you want your dog to sleep in the Taj Mahal?
Yes.
Then her wish shall be granted. This luxurious bespoke doghouse will have your dog saying bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay.
Did they write that in the prompter? Did
no,
you
I just
that?
Improv no. that because that's what I would say.
That's if a scary
my
thing.
Owner gave me that.
Baguette's very well traveled.
All right, $5,000 for the doggy Taj Mahal. How much do you think you have to pay for this?
I need two because
$3,000. Okay, let's see who's closest. Oh, $70,000! $70,000!
I like that I'm in touch. You
and
know?
The winner is Carissa, who probably hadn't been to Neiman Marcus in a long time.
I haven't shopped there in probably 10
years. I haven't either. Bernie's, I'm devastated over it.
All right, coming up, can you wear one black dress for every holiday occasion? Style expert Sydney Sadick says yes, and she's going to show you four different ways to do it. We'll be right back.
That's how you save money.
We are really
what the hell? Holiday parties are in full swing, which means you're going to need multiple outfits. But don't stress. Style expert Sydney Sadick is here to show you how you can make all of it work with one black dress that you may even already have in your closet. Right?
That's right. I mean, the holidays are here, but it can be so expensive to have to invest in an entirely new outfit every single time that you want to get all dressed up.
It's crazy.
It is. But the key is to really find one simple little black dress that's versatile so you can style it in so many different ways that no one would ever have the clue that you're wearing that same dress over and over again.
All right. Well, let's start with New Year's Eve. We're thinking ahead here.
We
okay?
are. So this is the dress that's really going to be our foundation for this. It's a little black cutout midi dress from Lulu's. It retails for just $52, which is a great price for an investment
really
piece.
Cute.
And for New Year's Eve, it's really about letting it speak for itself. So Gwyneth Paltrow, she rocked a really similar cutout dress to this.
We
which
love
is
Gwyneth.
Really fun and glam. And here we're just letting it speak for itself, but having fun with a little bit of a metallic accessory color story.
Right. And I love that you brought it from earrings to bag to shoes.
You
it
got
really
it.
It's just it makes it New Year's Eve
from
without
head
being
to toe.
So obvious.
Truly. So the earrings so are just $10 from ASOS, which is a huge steal. We're seeing that glam right in the box bag from Zara at just $59. This bag looks so expensive.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? And the shoe, I always say go for a strappy sandal.
Yeah.
It's a really easy way to elongate the look. It's sexy from Steve Madden. She is totally glam and ready to kick off 2020 like
they're
this.
They're so cute. I love those shoes.
Okay, yes. Here's the thing. They're going to their significant other's Christmas.
Yep.
They don't want to be too ho-ish. So what do we
exactly.
Do?
The pressure is on. No, the pressure is on. So you want to keep things a little bit more conservative, but still
yeah,
have
cute.
Fun with
that's
it.
Chic.
She is. So Alexa Chung recently wore a really similar striped sweater to this, and it's really about making the dress look like it's actually a skirt. So we're kind of tricking you here. You would never know this. And the sweater here is just super fun for $49, really giving a nod to the festive vibes of the holiday.
I love this.
Metallic.
This is genius. It's like, I feel like you just need these little bit of tips to be able to like open up your mind. Because I feel like when you have so much stuff, it's easier to get ready and look better when you have limited options.
And also, you probably have a lot of these options in your closet.
Yeah.
Just knowing how to mix them and match them. And we're really seeing this huge emphasis on layering with sweaters and dresses. And then when it comes to the accessories, and you have this multicolored sweater, you really just want to incorporate one more pop of color. So
right.
We're taking that blue and bringing it here with the velvet bag from Macy's at $36 and that really nice velvet texture, super holiday approved. And then right down to the shoe with the block heel.
Love the block heel.
So comfortable
so
for walking around in. Moms, single
yeah,
ladies,
right.
Anyone can rock these. And then with the earrings, it's all about giving that element of pizzazz. She is a star this holiday season. So we're seeing these little star earrings from Bobble Bar at just $36 to top off.
So
really
cute.
Cute. So appropriate too.
Yes. Next up, Christmas Eve. Right? So this is all about finding a look that you can easily rock around the Christmas tree.
Aww.
The dress is being reworn yet again in an entirely new way with this little plaid bodysuit from a website called Shein. It is just $9. I don't know about you. I love being around my home in my flannel shirt, super comfy and cozy, but it's not as dressed up as going for the bodysuit version of the print.
It's so genius because you can also wear that underneath it and you're not seeing anything.
No,
right?
It doesn't
it's
look
not
like
rippling.
One.
It looks like a one piece.
Right, so that's the point no one would
it
ever
is so
know.
Stylish. But yet, like, so comfy.
Understated
yeah.
and cute. It's
yeah.
not you don't want to look like you're trying too hard.
It's effortless.
And I love it with the white booty. Like, so cute. And I love the length of the dress with
yep,
the booty.
It is. The
I
red
think
and white.
The key with all these outfits is yeah. the length of this dress. We need to try
totally.
To find a black one that looks like that.
On everybody. No
it
matter
really
how
does.
Short, how tall. I'm petite, you guys are taller, it would look great on all women, and that's what's really perfect about it.
So cute. Okay, last one we have.
Last but not least.
Holiday party look.
That's right. So this is really great also if you're going truly from the office straight out to your holiday party. Mm. And it's really about going for that unexpected element of pizzazz. And we're seeing that here with the statement sequin blazer. This is just $28 from Boohoo. I was really inspired by Dua Lipa, who recently wore a black sequin tuxedo dress. Mm-hmm. That's a little hard to incorporate every day into your wardrobe, but for the holidays, go for that blazer version right here. And my favorite styling tip of the moment is to belt your blazer. So this little jeweled kind of belt here from Zara is $49 and just really adds that instant element of glamour and holiday pizzazz. And just an easy way to top it off is with a black booty, a little day-to-night black purse, a stud earring, and she's good to go.
So cute, so chic, and I love incorporating the double sparkle. Like, I'm not scared of that belt with that jacket, and I feel like a lot of people would be, right. But I feel like during this time, it's the time to do that.
You can never go too big during the holiday season. It's about having fun and showing your flair.
Girls, you all look
so
amazing.
Good. Honestly, every look is amazing.
Okay, we all need that black dress. Hopefully my big belly will fit in that, so I don't know. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, still ahead, holiday traditions. We are sharing our favorite when we come back. Those are so cute.
Thank you. So glad.
They're all really well done.
They really are.
Really, honestly.
Is there any traditions you do every single year?
Do you have any? We
drink.
Hang out.
We watch.
We watch America's team. We watch, we watch the Cowboys.
Yes. Huh?
You have like a pickle that you have to find the pickle on the tree. Because my mom's really into Christmas ornaments and our tree's lavish and beautiful.
We decorate the tree together and drink apple cider. Aww. Nothing too crazy.
My mom, my dad, my sister, everybody gets together and we fondue on Christmas Eve.
Aw, fondue. Okay, those were some of Hollywood's favorites sharing their holiday traditions. Do you guys have any family traditions that make your season special?
Yes, my stepsister and I meet up the night before Christmas Eve to decide who's going to get into the first fight at Christmas Eve.
Aww.
So she and I always have that little moment.
I feel like Christmas Eve for my family is always, like, bigger. I feel like everyone gets to always open one present, and it's, like, a big family dinner. I mean, the past few years I've been out of town, but this year I'm going to be back at that table. So.
Yay!
Pretty awesome.
You know, I love all parts of Christmas. My favorite thing of all, by all means, is Christmas morning. Like, just being at my parents' house in our pajamas. My mom has this, like, Christmas little set. That's us. We had matching shirts last year.
Cute.
Chasey was an elf. I don't know what they're going to be this year. But, it's just my favorite part. It's just cozy and comfy. There's no rush. We just take our time and have fun.
Yeah.
All right.
This morning's
special. While we're on the subject of traditions, we're going to play a little game. There are some traditions that some people may want to lose and others they want to keep. So we're going to decide keep or sweep.
Mm.
All right. First up, kissing under the mistletoe.
Keep.
We all like this one.
I love it. Is there a mistletoe?
Your lips are crooked. I can't do it.
Okay, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Keep.
Yeah.
I don't like ugly sweaters.
You don't?
No, I'm not into them. I don't get it. It's like not funny to me.
Elf on the shelf.
Sweep. Mine never moves.
I don't know.
Mine doesn't go anywhere.
This is like new to me. I think sweep.
I'm going to say keep because even though I've heard from many people that this can be a tiring thing for the elves to move every night. But
so much cardio.
I think kids love it when they have elf show up every morning, and that's cute. Okay, Advent calendars.
I got these as a child all the time. They were so cute. They were extravagant. I used to have a tree that my mom put in every year, like made of wood, and she put little chocolates in herself.
See, all the ones I've ever had were crappy little gifts.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, no fun. Okay.
Keep.
Physically making holiday cards. Making or mailing? Both.
Mailing. That is so chic. I love an old school handwritten note.
Sweet.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's fabulous. Like when our interns leave and they leave us notes, or just me. Anyway,
I
keep them.
I got one this morning. I don't want to hear it. Eggnog. I think it's, people love this stuff.
I don't know if I've ever had eggnog.
Oh my God, we'll have it next week. It's so good with rum.
I'll take it with alcohol.
Yeah, I had it for the first time on the show the other week whenever I lost that dare, and I actually liked it.
It was good.
Christmas caroling.
It's forever.
You guys, I just heard the sweetest story about an old man who had been alone for Christmas in the UK and for like 20 years, and then a bunch of college students got together and surprised him with a Christmas carol, and he was crying. It meant so much to him, and I was crying watching it on Instagram.
Are you kidding?
So I'm like... We've got to keep the Christmas carols. It's just so sweet. Secret Santa, white elephant gifts. Yes, that's what's fun.
I don't want to be the mean one, so keep.
SantaCon.
But it's also easier.
I don't know. I've never really been into that one, so.
Santa and con does not go together.
And over-the-top Christmas lights. Yes. I'm not going to do it, but I love watching looking at the houses that do.
So nice.
I like to watch you waste energy. Yeah. Mrs. Jenkins across the way.
All right, that's our show, you guys. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll be back on Thursday. Until then, happy holidays. Hope you have a great Christmas and a great time with your family and friends. And we love you, and we appreciate you, and hope you have a great time. Bye.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, my God.
We didn't say anything about Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, too.
Kwanzaa's important.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.